I know that British chef Jamie Oliver has been on a mission to change the way kids eat lunch. In his reality show from earlier this year, Jamie's Food Revolution, he tries to convince the lunch ladies at an elementary school in Huntington, West Virginia, that the processed foods aren't good for kids.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that? What's right with that? Would you eat that?
Yes, yes, I think it's good.
I'm talking about causing a big fuss. I'm changing things. Change.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, right, says the lunch lady, because lunch ladies know you can give kids apples, carrots, they'll throw them out. But scientists at Cornell say switching out the food on the lunch tray is only part of the solution. The Cornell Food and Brand Lab has been applying behavior psychology to the school cafeteria to try to figure out ways to actually get kids to eat better food. Professor David Just is co-director of the Food and Brand Lab. He joins us from the studios of Cornell University. Welcome.
Hello. Good to be here.
Well, we know the U.S. Department of Agriculture has awarded your lab $1 million to set up a children's nutrition center. 14 other sites around the country are going to share another $1 million. But there at Cornell, just first of all, tell us, we know you have a three-pronged plan. What is it?
The first part of this is to try and use some of this money to encourage new researchers into this field. USDA has been giving grants in this area actually for a relatively short time, just over the past 5 years. Cornell's been sort of at the center of this, one of the places really looking into school lunches and behavioral economics. They've been excited by the results. The results are relatively big. But we need to bring more people in and focus more attention on this research and exactly how much can be done just by, you know, manipulating these very simple behavioral cues. The second piece of this is to try and roll this out into schools. But typical school food service directors, they're going to be trained either in the management of food service or in nutrition. And they're not necessarily trained in how to get kids to eat. Adding this component could really make a big difference in schools, but we've got to be able to give them the tools so that they understand what tools are available.
Well, we know the third part of your plan is to work with the First Lady Michelle Obama's Let's Move campaign. But let's stay with the tools that you've already developed. We know you're working with school districts like Corning City School District right there near Cornell in upstate New York. Tick off some of the things that you know will get kids to eat food that's better for them.
Moving, for example, fruit out of these stainless steel bins that are down below eye level that people can barely see, moving that fruit up into attractive displays, maybe in baskets, something that's at eye level and well lit. We've seen more than 100% increase in fruit sales in some schools where we've made exactly that change.
Is that really true, that if you light an orange better and put it in a pretty basket, a child will choose it?
Part of it is just seeing it. If they walk by and they don't see the fruit, it never occurs to them, I want an apple right now. I need to go walk back and pick it up. But if they walk by and the apple's at eye level and they see it, if they happen to want the apple, they're going to pick it up. It doesn't take a huge jump to actually move that needle and get the kids to take it.
One school in upstate New York increased consumption of salads by almost 300% by moving their salad bar. What do you mean by that?
They had a salad bar. They thought the most convenient place to put it was over against the wall. And there are two lunch lines coming in, and they're about 6 feet away from this wall. So if you wanted to go get the salad, you had to walk out of line, go pick up your salad, and go get back into line. And it took, you know, maybe a couple minutes. But if you move that salad bar, and they did, they moved it 6 feet over, and it sat right at the bottleneck, you know, where the line slows down right behind the cash register. And when they spend that time with that salad bar, they see the salad, more of them start to take it, it's more convenient. And yeah, we saw 200 to 300% increase over that year of salad sales.
Well, and to get it to be taken, you say there is a role that the lunch ladies can play. I'm looking at a statistic where on pizza day at one high school, if the lunch lady, the server, simply asked, do you want salad with that? It raised the salad consumption 30%.
You can get a jump by about 70% if you're asking them, would you like the fruit with this? Fast food restaurants have been doing this forever. They know it's true. Do you want fries with that? Yeah, well, if you ask me that, I start to think maybe I do want fries with that.
But in the case of the lunchroom, make sure you're asking, do you want fruit with that, and not do you want fries with that?
And not the fries, yes.
That's Professor David Just, co-director of the Food and Brand Lab at Cornell University. They're using behavioral psychology to help school cafeterias transform into smart school lunchrooms. Professor Just, thank you.
Thank you very much.